In this bulletin, Melbourne enters stage 4 of coronavirus restrictions, including a nighttime curfew and limited movement rules. The New South Wales government recommends people wear face masks in certain situations as of tomorrow. And in tennis, Australian Nick Kyrgios withdraws from the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The Victorian government has declared a state of disaster from tonight, where new COVID-19 restrictions will apply for exercise and shopping. The stronger Stage 4 rules will limit movements and include a Melbourne curfew between 8 o'clock at night and 5 o'clock in the morning. 7 more people have died in Victoria, taking the national COVID-19 death toll to 208 people, and more than 600 new Victorian cases have been detected. University and TAFE study will be done remotely, while school students from all year levels will take part in flexible learning outside the classroom. Premier Daniel Andrews says there are 760 unknown cases where the source of the infection can't be traced, which has prompted the rule changes.
Those mysteries, that community transmission, is in many respects our biggest challenge and the reason why we need to move to a different set of rules. If you've got that many cases, and they're not just in metropolitan Melbourne, they are in fact in regional Victoria as well, if you've got that many cases of community transmission, then you must assume that you have even more.
Mr. Andrews says further business announcements will happen tomorrow. The latest restrictions will be in place until at least September the 13th. The New South Wales government is recommending people in the state wear face masks in certain situations as of tomorrow. These include wearing a mask in an enclosed space when people cannot socially distance and when community transmission is high. The other scenarios are attending a place of worship and for staff at a business such as hospitality or retail while dealing with customers. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the government is trying to achieve a balance between people's health and the economy.
We want us to be able to be on a path where we can continue to have a good balance of taking care of the virus, keeping people safe, but also obviously going about our daily lives and supporting people into jobs, especially those who have lost their jobs. And keeping this right balance is integral for our well-being in the next little while, and that's why the next few weeks are absolutely critical.
Mask wearing in the nominated situations will not be compulsory. New South Wales has registered 12 new coronavirus cases today. Queensland's Premier is warning the state that the next week is critical in its fight against coronavirus after one new case was detected overnight. A man who flew from Sydney to Queensland on Friday is in quarantine, and it takes the total number of active COVID-19 cases to 13. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state is dealing with uncharted waters, but it's comfortable with its figures at the moment.
So I want to reassure Queenslanders that hard border closure with Victoria is still in place, and of course Greater Sydney is now a hotspot, and the police are doing exceptional work there protecting Queensland families.
A national DNA program will be set up using funds from the proceeds of crime to examine untested human remains to try and solve missing persons cases. The program will be set up with the Australian Federal Police, and $3.6 million will be set aside for it. The announcement coincides with the launch of National Missing Persons Week to raise awareness of 38,000 people who disappear each year. New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott says it is traumatic for family members not knowing what has happened to a loved one.
As we focus on the need to continue having hope, and of course the need for the police to always continue to ensure that they look for those missing persons that have been lost or have disappeared.
Telstra says it is being attacked by malicious hackers. The cyber attack is causing issues for some Telstra home internet users in the eastern states. The company says a denial of service attack has been launched on its servers, aiming to flood them with traffic to trigger a crash and deny legitimate users access. Telstra says it is confident it has now blocked all malicious traffic and it is continuing to work on getting users back online. It says customers' information is not at risk. Overseas now, and the video sharing app TikTok has assured its users it's developing a safe and secure platform as it comes under threat from the US administration. The software giant Microsoft is reportedly in talks to buy the US operations of TikTok after President Donald Trump warned he'll ban the social media app. The popular Chinese-owned video site has been under scrutiny over censorship and security issues, but Microsoft hasn't commented on a possible deal. TikTok's US general manager, Vanessa Pappas, says user data is stored in the US and it's committed to privacy protection. In tennis, Nick Kyrgios has withdrawn from next month's US Open. He joins Australia's top female player, Ash Barty, in pulling out of the event. He says his withdrawal is on health and safety grounds, although he doesn't begrudge players who have acted responsibly during the pandemic who decide it is worth the risk to play the US Open. But he's again attacked fellow players Novak Djokovic and Alexander Zverev for their partying and attempts at playing exhibition tournaments in Europe during the pandemic earlier this year.
But tennis players, you have to act in the interest of each other and work together. You can't be dancing on tables, money grabbing your way around Europe, or trying to make a quick buck hosting an exhibition. That's just so selfish. Think of the other people for once. That's what this virus is about. It doesn't care about your world ranking or how much money you have. Act responsibly.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth showers and a possible storm, 16. Adelaide partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne a shower or two, 15. Hobart much the same with wind easing, 10 degrees. Canberra morning fog and light frost, 15. Wollongong mostly sunny, 20. Sydney similar conditions and 20. Newcastle early fog, then mostly sunny, 20 degrees. Brisbane partly cloudy and 23. Cairns a shower or two, 26. And Darwin mostly sunny, 30. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.